Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, places, please. The Daily Mix Show is on deck. Guitars plugged in. Drums ready to go. Chickens.
They're a-clucking.
Other animals. And action.
This is the Daily Mix Show on The Rock with Taryn Daly and Steve Miggs.
While listening to the Daily Mix Show, please refrain from any unnecessary finger gesturing.
99.9 KISW.
We have made it to the end of the traditional work week. Happy Friday, Rockaholics. Steve Miggs, are you ready to let your freak flag fly today?
Today's the day. Actually, yes, absolutely. If you come join me in Edison Square later tonight in Tacoma for SOS Pro Wrestling, you'll see lots of freaky stuff.
Cannot wait. Let's inform the Rockaholics.
Knowledge is power. So give us five-ish minutes, and we'll give you, some interesting stuff you can talk about at work. This is the Daily Migs Download.
A.K.A. the DMD.
Here's your daily dose of doings happening in the world.
And the DMD is brought to you by Palace Lawn. Today, it's National Middle Name Pride Day. So be proud of your middle name. What's your middle name?
Janine.
Janine. Taryn Janine.
Taryn Janine. I'm named after my aunt. Well, we call her Jeannie, but she's also a Janine.
All right.
Yeah. What about you?
William. Wilbur.
That sounds Wilbur.
I'm kidding. I wish. I kind of wish. Named after my dad.
Nice.
Yeah. Bill. Good old Bill. But William.
Wild Bill?
Of course.
Okay.
You spend any time with my dad, especially when he was a little bit younger, a little bit more spry, he was very wild. All right, Danny.
Christopher.
Yeah. You know, I didn't realize that.
Oh, yeah.
Very traditional name.
Thank you.
Yeah, I like that. Daniel Christopher.
Yes.
And Sarah, do you have a middle name?
It's just the letter V.
Sarah V?
Yep, it doesn't stand for anything.
Oh, yeah, it does.
Well, and my brother's is D, just the letter D, so maybe that, it does.
I can't even handle it. I love it. It's perfect.
So you just send these poor children up for failure.
Really, though. Thanks, Mom and Dad.
And thanks to Taryn and Sarah. Today is International Women's Day.
Woo-hoo! Ladies.
I don't know what you want to do to celebrate that, but do something.
We're going to take the day off.
Oh, I thought you guys were going to have some.
You're going to hold down the fort.
Honey bunches of oats together or
yeah!
something.
Yeah! But instead of milk, we're going to use boxed wine. Yeah.
Rio, speaking of wine, lots of fighters are whining right now because of the big fight that's going to be happening between Mike Tyson and Jake Paul. Yes, Mike Tyson. 58-year-old Mike Tyson taking on 27-year-old Jake Paul. We made the announcement yesterday. It's going to be happening July 20th at AT&T Stadium where the Dallas Cowboys play. It's going to be on Netflix. It's a big deal. But there's lots of people not happy about it, mainly because of the big age difference, because Tyson's not getting any younger. And one fighter, Renato Moicano, he said it's absolutely disgusting and raised the possibility of Mike Tyson potentially getting hurt. And then a UFC middleweight champion, Michael Bisping, he said that he told Jake Paul to tell his brother that he should be... Oh, no, it's Jake Paul's the one fighting. Yeah, he should be ashamed of himself.
It's just funny to me because I don't see fighting as being like a lifelong sport, you know? Like golf or swimming or tennis. I'm blown away by the fact that he wants to do this.
I mean, of course I'm curious. You know, I wonder if it's going to be like the last Mike Tyson fight where you could just tell they were just there to collect a paycheck and they were protecting each other. But, man, I know a lot of people are like, Jake Paul's crazy for doing it. But Jake Paul can fight.
Yeah.
And he's 27. Look, I love Mike Tyson. Mike Tyson's a damn pit bull. But Mike Tyson's almost 60.
This might be one of the most watched fights in the history of viewership, I would think.
Absolutely. I have Netflix, so I'll watch it. I don't have to pay any extra for it.
Well, the Oscars are coming up this weekend, and Mount Lake Terrace's own Lily Gladstone is a nominee for Best Actress at the Academy Awards. If she wins, which a lot of people are saying she is poised to do, she will make Oscars history as the first Indigenous woman to win in this category. So Lily was born on the Blackfeet Reservation and is a graduate of Mount Lake Terrace High School. Go Hawks!
Oh, is that their mascot?
Yes, of course.
And what movie is she up for?
Killers of the Flower Moon?
Yes, I don't know. I'm not testing you. I don't know. You could have just said Mount Lake Terrace documentary, and I would have been like, oh, great. Good luck to her.
She stars with Leonardo DiCaprio.
Good for her.
That's like a career high no matter what, win or lose.
I don't even think I've seen a single movie that's up for an Oscar.
And I'm real behind on current movies. Real behind.
I've been behind for the last 20 years on Oscar movies. today is the NHL deadline. What will happen with the Kraken? Will they fully be selling? I don't think they're going to be buying. Or will they just stay put? Some believe that Jordan Eberle might be gone after today. And there's a very good chance that if they're not able to work out a contract. I know they're trying to work out a deal. Both sides want him to stay in Seattle. But Seattle wants to give him a 2-year deal. He wants a 3-year deal. And if they can't find an agreement with that, he might just get traded. And rumor has it to the Edmonton Oilers. Also keep an eye on other players like Tomas Tatar, also Justin Schultz. These are guys in their final year of their contract, so that makes them potential trade candidates because, well, the Kraken have to figure out if they want to stick with these guys or move towards the youth, which I think is totally an understandable way to go for the team.
Also from the world of sports.
Oh, and they play Winnipeg tonight.
Let's go Kraken.
Climate Pledge, yeah.
Also from the world of sports, not too happy to report that last night my number 18 Washington State University Cougars suffered a loss at home, 74-68. The Huskies just showed up and it was ugly.
I blame your dad.
It was totally my dad's fault. Yep. Also, I know we love to check in with a national treasure. Today is not a day to call him. He would not even return my text messages last night.
He drove 6 hours to see them get their ass handed to them.
Oh, it was a very subpar performance from a lot of the key players. Shooting struggles, seemed like none of the shots would drop. So they've got some issues that they're going to need to work out before the upcoming tournament in Las Vegas. Also to note, though, Miles Rice broke the WSU freshman single season scoring record, 473 points in the regular season. So congrats to him.
And I know none of us, I don't think any of us on our show are anime people, right? No. Danny, no. Well, a massive person in the world of anime, Akira Toriyama, who's he created Dragon Ball, Dragon Ball Z.
Of course.
You probably have heard about it. I don't know much about it, but I know of it. And I know a lot of people in my life that just are obsessed with Dragon Ball and everything that's happened because of that. He passed away at the age of 68 due to a brain injury. That's all the information we have. It was a blood clot in his brain. And sadly passed away just a few days ago, and it just came out in the news yesterday. But he sold millions of copies of like the stuff that he's created, like the from Dragon Ball Z to other stuff as well, to video games, TV shows, and films as well. So obviously a sad day for those that were big fans of the of Dragon Ball and also all the anime stuff. Mm-hmm. Again, Akira Toriyama, 68 years old. He was working on some stuff at the time as well. Tonight, if you're looking for something to do, you could be sad and you could sing loudly with our boy Danny V. He's going to be DJing over at Numo's for Emo Night, so definitely go check that out. And like I mentioned, if you want to come see some dudes in spandex, including yours truly, and you can yell at us. Woo. That's happening in Tacoma over at Edison Square, which you can come check us out for SOS Pro Wrestling. As far as weather, we're going to hit a high of 52. It's going to be cloudy, and that's been the Daily Mix download, and that's what's up.
Well, you know it's bad when Sarah from our show thinks that someone else is weird, but something happened yesterday where she is now convinced her husband is the weird one. We're going to tell you what happened at 6:20.
The Daily Mix Show.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ready to expand your financial game? NerdWallet can coach you on smart strategies like choosing investments, finding your next credit card, and setting a budget that works for you. Score major points towards your summer vacation by learning expert tips for choosing a high-yield savings account and how to build wealth by investing in index funds. Slide into summer with smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Future you will thank you.
Rockaholics, we all do weird stuff, but what about our partners? What is something your significant other does that is straight up weird?
Oh boy.
Call us up now, 206-803-ROCK. We bring this up because something happened with Sarah yesterday where she wasn't the weird one.
Well, I mean, we kind of both were weird. So my husband, George, and I are making the big move from downstairs to upstairs.
Look at you leaving the nest. I'm sure Dad is so proud.
Kind of. I mean, leaving the nest to go upstairs and he's leaving the nest to go downstairs.
He's moving on down.
We're moving on up. So we're kind of starting to get everything packed up, right? So
Are you guys hiring movers for this? Or do you think you can handle it on your own? Or do you just need to hit us all up and bring us a pizza?
Okay, I don't know if you're joking or not, but no, I do really want to hire movers.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do. Steve, we still have like heavy things. And there's 17 steps you have to go up.
17 steps. That's tough.
Okay.
That's a long trip. And I can understand that. You know, if anyone out there is a mover and you can help Sarah get up those 17 steps.
Okay. I also feel like if the movers showed up and they were like, where are we taking this? Upstairs. And you said upstairs, they would say,
what are
you doing?
Well, can you please do this and not tell them until they get there and they give you the estimate? They're like, all right, well, where are we going? Somewhere else in Mercer Island? Are you going to Federal Way? What's going on? You're like, upstairs.
I'm like, well, there is a $500 minimum.
Yeah.
Well, this is the issue. Like,
what the F are you talking about, ma'am?
Because a lot of you know my father, BJ, right?
So never heard of him.
BJ and I are totally on board.
Oh, yeah. I was about to say that George isn't going to get help from BJ to carry the bed up the stairs.
No. And George is the one that thinks we're both ridiculous. But I'm like, okay, babe, yeah, you're strong. But like, can you move a whole couch by yourself? Either we're going to have to ask our buddy Steve and Danny and Taryn to help out.
I can't make it that day.
When are you moving?
Oh. I'm out of town.
Yeah. Or we're going to have to hire movers.
Tatum's, you know, still recovering from a broken arm. I got to stay home.
You can bring Tatum over. She can be a cheerleader.
She's not allowed to leave the house. Her medication says she can't leave the house.
See, what do we do now? Because BJ and I are useless. And there's just George. Right?
You know, here we are thinking we're about to talk about how George is weird, but it quickly became Sarah's weird.
Well, so we were packing everything up, okay, right? And George finds his wisdom teeth and is like, wow, I still have these. And at first I was like,
wait, where were they? Were they in the couch? Or were they under the pillow? Yeah.
Just waiting on that tooth fairy.
I never got that $15 Mom promised me. Freaking teeth have been under this pillow for the last 17 years.
Yeah. Yes, I don't know where he found them, but I was like,
were they in a case?
They were in like a little plastic bag that the dentist usually put them in a little bag if you want them or not.
Are we sure they're your husband's teeth?
That's a great question.
Well, when did he get his wisdom teeth out? Was this before you guys, like, in his youth?
Yeah, I think it was before. I mean, they looked like big, big honkers, but healthy. I think they were before our time. So he must have moved them into the house.
And he only has two? Did he have all four taken out?
He only has two in the bag. He says he has another one. He only has one left, and we don't know where the other one is. But so he was at first like, I was like, that's kind of weird. You have those. And he was like, well, do you want them? And I'm like, no, that's strange. I don't want your teeth. So we threw them away. And then for like the next like 20 minutes.
He was stewing.
No, I was stewing.
For what reason?
I couldn't stop thinking about his teeth and how I wanted them.
Again, I thought we were talking about how George is weird.
Well, so I thought it was first weird that he had them.
And now you feel, but he was okay with you throwing them away.
Oh, yeah. He was like, do you want them? Because I don't know what I'm going to do with them. And I was like, no, that's weird. I don't want your teeth. So, but then I was just in my own head like, oh, my baby's teeth. So then I asked him, I was like, hey, I actually do want them. And he was like, well, I threw them out already. You're going to have to go through the trash to find them. I did.
Oh, my
Lord. I went through the trash to find his teeth.
Do you have a plan for them now?
No, I don't really know what to do with them. And they're not cute. They're kind of gross.
Someone says don't throw the teeth out. There's stem cells on there that possibly could be used for some medical stuff in the future.
Oh, what? Oh, see, I'm brilliant then.
I'm sure that's the reason why you... What are you hoping to do with these teeth?
Well, I don't know. Taryn suggested maybe I make a necklace or some earrings.
Earrings, definitely.
Would you wear earrings from your husband's teeth?
I wouldn't not wear earrings from my husband's teeth.
But I was like, I mean, I always thought it was weird when parents kept teeth from their child. Like, yeah. I was like, that's kind of creepy.
But it's not weird keeping your husband's teeth.
Well, it is.
As an adult.
It's kind of serial killer like.
My mom kept all of our teeth, but something even worse, she kept our umbilical cords.
A lot of parents do that. Yeah,
really?
I wouldn't.
I did not.
You know,
do that.
For all I know, maybe my wife has kept it. I'll have to check with her. But I know, like, we had a conversation even about her hair. We're like, do we need to keep the hair? Should we keep the hair? But we ended up doing it because we were just like, almost you feel pressured by the traditional things you're supposed to do as a parent, like keep the first this, the first that. But we're both like, what are we doing with this?
Just a bunch of garbage.
I mean, I guess we show it to Tatum. Like, this was once your hair that you still have on your head. Like, I don't... none of it makes sense to me.
Sarah, what if you actually made necklaces and they would almost be like friendship necklaces or lover's necklaces? George wears one and you wear one.
Oh, and then we put them together because the tooth has the little indent. I don't know if he would wear his own teeth.
206-803-ROCK. Call us up now, Rockaholics, and tell us what is something your significant other does that is straight up weird. Your calls after Green Day.
The Daily Mix Show.
Rockaholics, what is something your significant other does that is straight up weird? Call us up now, 206-803-ROCK. Seth in Puyallup, your wife does something weird with her breakfast.
Yeah. Oh, I tell you this. Hey, first of all, thanks for having me on the show, guys.
Anytime, man.
Yeah, it's super weird. Honestly, it's a little embarrassing to talk about. It divides the house. She pours the bowl of milk, and she'll take that and a box of cereal to the couch, and she'll pour a little bit of cereal. She'll eat it. She'll pour a little bit more. She pours the milk before the cereal, and it's not okay.
You know, when you first say it, I'm agreeing with you. But now as I think about it, I kind of like her method to her madness. She's avoiding the cereal getting soggy.
It's a strategy.
Her excuse. That's the same thing she says. And, you know,
she's not wrong.
I'm not hating. It's just super weird.
Okay, follow-up question. Does she eat Honey Bunches of Oats?
I'm the Honey Bunches of Oats eater.
Oh, she should divorce you.
They're everywhere.
Yeah. She's like Fruity Pebbles and Grape Nuts.
Oh, well, then I'm with her. You know, Fruity Pebbles suck if they stay in the milk for too long.
Okay.
They do. They get too soggy.
These are not wrong.
Right. So
you're not wrong, but you might be weird.
Well, I don't know. I'm starting to side with your wife, Seth. I need to break this to
you. Okay, well, you can stay on that side of the house then, and I'll be on my side eating cereal like a normal person.
What's your wife's name?
Stephanie.
I'm Team Stephanie all the way. I've said it for years.
Yeah, all right.
Steph for life.
All week long, we've just been having cereal wars.
Steph for life, man. Represent.
Wow. 206-803-ROCK. What is something your significant other does that is straight up weird?
Another person is agreeing. Same. I think it's weird. My wife puts an entire bowl of milk in and then takes the cereal and then pours it in as well. I don't know if it's the same person that texted that or that's strange.
That is strange.
I think I'm I can't believe we're doing all this conversation about cereal, but I think I would pour the cereal first and then the milk. But now hearing that, it changes. It opens up my eyes to enjoying cereal that I never would have enjoyed before.
I'd say don't knock it till you try it, you know? Right. It might be a whole new strategy we've been missing out on.
Somebody did say, hey, for Sarah, she should just take the teeth from her husband and then push them into the openings of the earrings where I'm like gauges.
Ooh.
Oh, that's weird, but you putting them into like a little pendant is okay.
I just feel like that'd be so wild to see someone and kind of focus in on their ear and like, is that what I think it is? He's got a tooth in there?
What about Brad over there? What does Brad do that you think is weird?
I don't know that it's necessarily like super weird. He's a pretty normal guy. I'm the weird one in the relationship for sure. But he has an obsession with A1 sauce, which I would not even put it's not on the Mount Rushmore of condiments and sauces for me at all. Yeah. But he will put it on like just like a regular ham sandwich and stuff. And I'm like, of all the choices that we could make, this is the one.
Does he put it on like a nice piece of steak?
No.
Okay.
He will. I mean, occasionally if it was a not nice piece of steak, he might put it on there. But he's really He's a steak purist. Usually he doesn't like any marinades or sauces or anything.
How about a little butter?
Salt and pep, butter. Yeah, that's it. Mm-hmm. But he puts A1 on just like a regular sandwich and it makes me nauseous.
So obviously we're not eating steaks in our house, but my wife will make like these things that it's like almost like a meatloafy type of a steak thing, but it's like all like I don't even know what the hell she's using, but clearly I'm not paying much attention. I just eat it, but pour a little A1 steak sauce on it, and it's delicious. I think the A1 steak sauce, I wouldn't put it in my Mount Rushmore either, but I also think it's a lot better than people say it is, because I would never use it for a good steak, but on a burger or on something else just to kind of add a little flavor, I think it's fantastic.
I just think it's so salty.
Yeah, I know.
I can't do it. What about your significant other?
Well, she's clearly perfect.
She is. Again, in the relationship, you know, I'm sure you're the weird one.
Oh, dude. I mean, it's like maybe like a 10-to-1 ratio of weird to normal. I think like I'm way ahead. If she called in, she'd have a whole laundry list. You know, the one that I think is kind of strange is, and it's not, I'm sure some people would just be like, it's not that strange, but she always is singing like something. But like, I'll be watching something on TV that and music's playing, and she'll just be doing something on her phone and singing. And I don't know how to tactfully say, hey, can you stop singing? Because I'm trying to. I don't say that.
Zip it. I think she might be a Disney princess.
It's all like, it's not like she's singing. It'd be funny if she was like singing Slayer, like, you know.
Rain and Blood.
There's all the heaven. But she's just singing random songs, but then it just distracts me. I don't know if it's weird. It's weird to me because, like, one day I want to just sing all day, like how she sings, and see what she says.
Steve, we heard you sing yesterday. I don't think that's a good idea.
But could you imagine that? Like, she doesn't have a bad voice, but it's odd to me that throughout the day you're just randomly busting into songs.
Wait, is she singing like words or is she humming?
A little bit of both.
Okay. Because my
it comes in and out.
It's funny. My grandma used to just hum constantly and just have like the song. And same with my now girlfriend. She does the same thing. She'll hum constantly, like cooking or anything like that. She just always has a song in her head.
Do you ever want to say, hey, stop humming?
No, it doesn't bug me that much.
All right. It's me.
My brother and I are both whistlers, where we seem to whistle all
dwarves
the time.
Dwarves?
Maybe.
Thank you for illustrating what whistling is. I was going to ask you what you mean.
I was going to do the dwarf song. Whistle while you work.
What the hell are we doing here? But now all of a sudden our text messages are all about the virtues of A1 steak sauce.
Oh my God.
Do they agree with us that it's not the best condiment ever?
No, somebody says, look, I put A1 on a grilled chicken sandwich. Nothing else, just the A1. Also good on eggs.
I mean, you go for it.
Is A1 kind of like Miracle Whip? It's kind of like the Miracle Whip of because like mayonnaise is the goat, right? But like Miracle Whip is its own thing, and I don't like it. And it's like A1 is almost like barbecue sauce, but it's kind of like its own thing. Like I'd rather just you do normal like better barbecue sauce than A1.
But the funny part though, I honestly, if you gave me a sandwich and just said one has mayo and one has Miracle Whip, I wouldn't know the difference. Wow. I've never like spent much time thinking about it. Like if it's white and creamy, I'm gonna put it on my food.
Sorry.
Is that weird? See,
I'm just a terrible person.
No, I'm with you, Darren. It's fine. So many comments.
So I said my wife hums like when she eats like she's a little child. It drives me crazy. I don't want to say anything because I know she does it because she's happy. But my God, it's annoying as hell.
Will you stop humming your happy songs as you eat? I wonder if it would annoy you more if it was like songs that you knew, though. Like you could sing along with her.
But my issue is if I'm watching something that has music and then you're adding more music, it makes my brain hurt.
Yeah. You know, Steve, I want you to know that I do kind of deal with something, but on a little bit of a different level. Where if I'm listening to music and Brad will just walk in playing guitar, but he's playing a different song.
He's
playing along with the song I'm listening to. He's in his own head playing his own song.
Yeah, if he was singing along to whatever I'm watching, I'd be like, knock yourself out. That's awesome. I got like a surround sound going on.
Oh, thank you. Needed that today. Rockaholics, how would you like to beat Steve? He is currently 55, 17, and 6 in 2024. 206-803-ROCK. We will play Beat Migs at 6:50.
The Daily Migs Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ready to expand your financial game? NerdWallet can coach you on smart strategies like choosing investments, finding your next credit card, and setting a budget that works for you. Score major points towards your summer vacation by learning expert tips for choosing a high-yield savings account and how to build wealth by investing in index funds. Slide into summer with smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Future you will thank you.
It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.